no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to talk to you about today what I call the 18% solution. Air Swans has invited family to watch this morning. That is so cool. Tell them to come and join the party. So anyway, I want to talk to you this morning about what I call the 18% solution. I read a study the other day, not the other day, it was a couple of years ago, in a psychology magazine. And they talked about something really interesting. I don't know who would have come up with this sort of a experiment, but someone did, and they tested this on people. So what they did was, they put little monitors on people's arms. And then they asked one person to squeeze the other person's arm. So let's say on a level of 1 to 10, 1 would be you could barely even feel the person. 10 would be they're gripping such that you can't even move your hand. It's so tight, okay? So they said just arbitrarily, you squeeze, one person was selected, and they said, we want you to squeeze the other person's arm. Just give it a little squeeze, and they could measure how many pounds per inch, etc., and know exactly how hard that one person was squeezing the other person's arm. Now, they then told that person who just, I always want to use the word squozed, who just got their arm squozed, whose arm was just squeezed, they asked that person, now squeeze the person back who squeezed you, but do it exactly the same amount of pressure. No more pressure, no less pressure. We want you to match the amount of pressure that when that person squeezed your arm, you then squeeze their arm back, okay? Exactly the same amount of pressure. Now, what do you think happened? Because it was a subjective thing. The person had to sense how much they were being squozed. And as they were being squeezed, they had to sort of ascertain in their own mind, sort of a mental calculation or a monitor, and say, okay, now I'm going to turn around and I'm going to squeeze that person back the exact same pressure. So, question. Do you think it was the exact same amount of pressure? Do you think people matched it? Do you think that people tended to under squeeze? In other words, if on a level 1 to 10, the person squeezed them a level 3, that maybe they'd squeeze a 2.5, not squeeze quite so hard. No, that's not what happened at all. In fact, what happened was consistently, people squeezed the person's arm harder than their arm had been squeezed by that person. So if, let's say Joe and Tammy are doing this experiment. Joe squeezes Tammy's arm a level 2, right? She turns around and squeezes him about a 2.5. What do you think then happens? Does he go in his mind and say, you know what, you squeezed harder than me. I don't know why you did that, but I'm going to turn around and I'm going to squeeze you the softer, the level 2 that I did before. You came back at a 2.5. I'm going to squeeze at level 2. Well, what? No, that's not what happened. In every case, it escalated as it went from one person. If it was a squeeze of a level 2 on a 10 scale, the next person might squeeze back a level 3. That person trying to match that squeeze would squeeze back a level 4. Not a level 3, not a level 2. It always escalated approximately 18%. That's why I call today's jumpstart the 18% solution. Because not only do we do this with our physical bodies, when other people touch us at a certain level and we're supposed to turn around and touch them back at that same level, but we increase it. We also do the same thing verbally. And this is why we get into trouble. Take it from me. I have struggled my entire life with this, although I am so much better at it now. People who know me will tell you that that is true. And that is that, it, especially if you, like me, had an abusive childhood or something like that, you felt very unsafe. That, by the way, the word insecure means unsafe. So I grew up with a lot of insecurity. And so as people talk to me, there's a part of me that gets a little bit afraid sometimes. And we talked about this before when we discussed social anxiety. And what that fear does is it causes me to respond a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit stronger than the person initially spoke to me. And what happens then? If the person says something to me that's kind of neutral on a 3, and I tell myself that, you know, it's actually more than that, and I respond as a 4, is that person going to tone it down? No, they're going to do exactly like the squeezing experiment. And they're going to amp it up. So, what do we need to do to overcome this natural propensity of responding stronger than what is happening to us? One of the things you'll notice, depending on, I mean, it, whether you support him or don't support him, Donald Trump knows this. He responds super duper strong, and it's a tactic. It's a business tactic. When someone, Roy Cohen, his lawyer, used to always say, if someone hits you, hit back 10 times harder. So people have this natural propensity, and one of the reasons that we do it in certain situations is simply human dominance. It's easier to dominate than to communicate. Let me say that again. It's easier to dominate than it is to communicate, because communicate means we have to listen. One of the best definition I've ever heard was about listening was from a monk, Brother David, said, listening is a willingness to be changed by what you hear. Take that in for a second. Listening is being willing to be changed by what you hear. It doesn't just mean taking it in. It doesn't mean that you can turn around and say it back to the other person in perfect form. It means that you are open to what they say. And since it's easier to dominate than to communicate, because we have to be vulnerable, we have to listen, we have to open ourselves up. So what I want you to do today on this Monday is to understand that people out speaking, out grabbing other people is a normal thing. We escalate. Human beings escalate. So you need to understand this. And when someone escalates, you need to not take the bait. It's hard. I'm here to tell you. However, it's a mark of maturity. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, that's so difficult and everything else. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of intended to be. Working on controlling your thoughts and taking care of your body and everything like that. What's the old saying? If it was easy, everybody would do it. But they simply don't. I believe everybody can do it. I do believe that we can be wary of other people. And if they come back a little bit stronger than perhaps we spoke to them, we can ask if there's a miscommunication. Asking a question is always a good thing. And especially in this situation, if somebody seems a little riled up, to use one of our Southern terms, if somebody seems a little riled up, to say, did something I say upset you? And then let them come back and explain where they are coming from. It's a natural propensity, because what's interesting is that we think we're at a level 2. Somebody squeezes us at a level 2. We think we're at a level 2, but we're actually at a level 3. And that person thinks they're at a level 3, but they're actually at a level 4. And pretty soon, the intensity literally doubles. And that's what happens in human communications. So, what I've discovered, a lot of people say, oh, it's so awesome that your daughter works with you. My daughter, Leah, she's my marketing director. She does an awesome job. And if I have one issue with Leah, it's probably that she works too hard. She's just always working. And I so appreciate her and I so love her. And one of the things that I've noticed is that because we are so close and so tight, that when we're working, sometimes we can speak in a shorthand. Which is too quick, too direct, not soft, not flowery. We interrupt each other. We sort of pile on each other. And probably a couple of months ago, I think it was about the time that the coronavirus kicked out, we started, instead of talking on the phone, we started talking face to face using Zoom. And I've noticed that since that point, we've both talked about it. We need to consciously put a smile on our face when we're talking because it makes the other person feel good and it makes us feel good. So simply just putting a smile on your face when you're communicating with people, especially if it's a sincere smile, makes them feel less threatened and they are less likely to respond in kind. As we talked about the other day, oh, I took it out of here. Face masks. Problem with face masks, you can't tell if people are smiling. Maybe I should make some. A supplier of mine in China just sent me a thing the other day that said they can put my logo on face masks. I'm in New Brunswick, says Lori and Kenny Carson. Okay, got it. In Canada, yes. Paul Galata says, hello, brother from Australia. Paul, glad to have you here from Australia. I think you're the first person to check in from Australia that I recall. Tammy Boatwright, my good friend from high school, is with us again today. I predict oversqueeze. That is correct. You are right, says Therese. Scott Ware says, good morning, all. Lori and Kenny Carson says, shared. Sherry Eisen says, hi, Will. Greetings from South Florida. What bunch of us here in Florida. Once things reopen, we need to get together and have a party. Denise Lewis says, that is good. Good stuff, Will. I've been dealing with the exact problem with my direct supervisor. Yes, it is so easy. Trish Parr says, good morning. And Sherry Elstein says, smile. Yes, exactly. You know, here's something. There's sort of an old joke that once somebody becomes a manager, they become an idiot, you know, because what happens is everybody beneath them or their subordinates tend to look at them with a far more critical eye. And they also tend to add more weight to the things that the person is saying. So if this person is speaking to you and they're on a level two, it will automatically seem like a level three. And here's what I want. Many of you, I'm sure, already know this. Just because you're a supervisor or a manager like myself, we still get nervous talking to our employees. And that nervousness can come across as causing us to respond at a level three, which they're going to hear at a level four, and they're going to respond back at a level five. So I'm always reminding myself when I'm talking to John and Miroslav and who all work? John, Miroslav, Ivan, and Leah, all who work with me, I'm always conscious of my job as the boss is to set the tone. My job is to keep it kind of upbeat and light and happy. And sometimes I don't do a great job, but I know that they are going to reflect back who I am. And so consider that with everyone in your family and your work. If you go out today or if you're talking to people, be very conscious of the fact, are you smiling? Are you putting things in positive terms? Are you requesting rather than demanding? And are you understanding that when someone responds to you, simply to ask them a question rather than criticizing or responding difficultly? Great message about listening, Cynthia says, yes. I tell my staff that answer phones, people can hear whether you answer the phone with a smile or not, Scott says. You know, when I used to sell radio advertising, I kept a mirror on the desk. I heard this from a sales trainer, and I made sure that I was always, do you hear how my voice has just changed? I'm sure the people who are listening to this as a podcast can really tell it, because I've been smiling, but right now I'm working to really, really smile. So yes, people can hear it, people can tell it. Cassie says, I've seen people making face masks with the mouth areas transparent as it helps with communication with the deaf. Wonderful. Maybe more people need those kind of masks. I agree. Tammy says, great message. Thank you. Jerome says, share it. I'm going to close up now, close up shop. And I want to just remind you, because some of you have come on since I first made these announcements. Number one, Mara Gonya of New Zealand. She shared Saturday's Jumpstart on Faith. We had 20 shares, which is a new record. And so Mara's going to win the Tumblr for today, the Will Bowen Tumblr. So share, just share and comment that you shared and do it before noon today, my time, which is 3.5 hours. And if you do, you can win a Will Bowen branded Tumblr. Also, this is what I'm really excited about. So many of you have said that you are interested in my complaint-free meditation program. I've never seen such a strong response to this. People are emailing me, messaging me, putting comments here on the Jumpstarts. So I'm going to start a complaint-free meditation program. What does that look like? We're going to wrap the jump starts up at about 20 minutes after 8, which it's 8:23 right now. We're going to wrap them up at 8 o'clock. And then what we're going to do, take a 10-minute break. We will come back. And in a private Facebook group, we are going to do new meditations every single day. We will do them live. I will lead it. You will simply go through the process. I'm creating a workbook. I'm also creating videos with just basic information about meditation. So I'm super excited to offer this out. I'm going to do it on a very limited basis initially, just to make sure that it gets started and works and everything. So anyway, another person, Mary, says hello from Southwest Florida. Great to have you here. So watch out for the lookout, not watch out. Be on the lookout for the complaint-free meditation program. I hope you'll join me. I've actually been in there with some test subjects recording some meditations for you so that if you go in and you're not able to make that day's meditation, there will always be a library there and you can go back and select what is most important to you, maybe what you're working on. You're wanting to reduce stress, maybe this meditation. If you're wanting to increase focus, maybe that meditation. So super excited about that. Looking forward to doing that with all of you and being with you. Thanks for the wonderful Monday message. Have a great day, says Cynthia. And I am going to say goodbye to everybody. Blessings. I would bring Teddy over again, but he's asleep on the pillow and I don't want to disturb him. You have a great day. Invite your friends and family. Remember to share today. Share and post that you shared. And if you do it in the next 3.5 hours, you could win one of my tumblers. Enjoy today, everybody. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. You know what I'm going to talk about? Getting in touch with your inner Popeye. Yeah, Popeye, like Popeye the Sailor. And Miroslav has done this wonderful image of me. He steals these images of me from videos. He clips them out and puts all the really cool stuff on it. And he made me look like Popeye. So I'm looking forward to talking about that. See you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock Eastern time, whatever your time zone. Make it a great day. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free.